诗篇九十篇。
Let's all turn to Psalm 90.
诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
求你照着使我们受苦的日子和我们遭难的年岁叫我们喜乐。
Make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us, for as many years as we have seen trouble.
这个是神人摩西的祷告。
And this is the prayer of Moses, the man of God.
一个非常有智慧、认识神非常深的一个人的祷告。
And he's a very spiritual man, and he's a man who knows God deeply.
那从摩西的祷告里面，我们看出来，摩西没有求神让叫他不要受苦。
And so over here in Moses' prayer, we see that Moses did not ask God not to let him be afflicted.
只求神让他在受苦当中有喜乐。
All he prayed to God is for him to rejoice in God during his affliction.
有时候我们在信仰生活当中总是有时候会这样想啊，如果我们一生都不要受苦有多好。
And sometimes in our spiritual journey, we'll think to ourselves how good it would be if we do not need to suffer.
甚至有时候我们用神的爱来想，如果神真的爱我，为什么让我受这么多苦呢？
And oftentimes we look from the perspective of God's love. If God does love us, why did he let us go through so much suffering?
所以我们把受苦的经验来质疑神的爱。
And so therefore we use our experience of affliction to measure the love of God.
但是我们看摩西这个认识神很深的人，他没有求神叫他不要受苦。
But however, when we look at Moses, the man of God, he did not ask God to avoid him from suffering.
所以他知道我们人生的旅程受苦是必然的。
And because Moses understood that it is necessary for us to go through affliction in life.
第一句话说受苦的日子，有时候我们受苦是用天用日子用一天两天这样来算的。
And here in this verse it says that in the many days that we have been afflicted and our affliction can be counted by days.
但是有时候我们的受苦是用年来算的。
But sometimes our affliction can be measured by years.
一年两年
One year or 2 years.
甚至十年
Or even 10 years.
二十年
20 years.
可见有时候受苦比较短，有时候受苦比较长。
So therefore, sometimes the affliction can be measured in days, but other times it's longer measured in years.
那我们就要想，为什么神这么爱我们，我们需要受苦
？But however, we need to ponder upon this fact: if God loves us so much, why do we need to suffer?
首先我们从摩西本身的经验来看。
And first, let's look into Moses, into his own life experiences.
摩西生活最快乐的大概是从他出生一直到四十岁。
And the days of his rejoice is probably measured from his babyhood to 40 years old.
这是他在王宫成长的一段日子。
And those are the days where he spent in the palace.
希伯来书里面说那里有最终之乐。
And in the book of Hebrews, it says that he was enjoying the pleasures of life.
可见那里一定很快乐。
So you can tell that there's much pleasure and happiness.
他是法老的算是孙子吧。
And also he can be considered as the grandson of the Pharaoh.
是相当受尊重的。
And he holds a very respectable status.
再来他有很多的可能会继承很多的财产。
And also he's in the position of inheritance.
那摩西开始受苦是从四十岁开始。
But however, Moses, he went into affliction at the age of 40.
他的人生分作三段。
And his life can be divided into three phases.
从四十岁到八十岁是第二个阶段。
From 40 years to 80 years, that marks the second phase of his life.
就是在山上牧养。
And that was a time when he shepherded the flock in the wilderness.
那第三个阶段是从八十岁到一百二十岁。
And the third phase of his life was when he was 80 years old to 120.
就是把以色列百姓从埃及带到迦南地的旁边。
And that was the time where he led the people of Israel from Egypt to Canaan.
那摩西从40岁到80岁这一段期间到底在受什么苦？
But what kind of affliction did Moses go through during the age of 40 to 80?
我们可以把它综合起来，就是为着灵修的进步，他在受苦。
And we can summarize it in this point. He suffered because of the improvement in his spirituality.
40岁的摩西是很有信心的摩西。
And at the age of 40, Moses, he was a very confident man.
因为他可以放掉名利享受。
Because he was able to put aside fame, status, and luxury.
这个不简单啊。
That is definitely not easy.
40岁的摩西能够舍掉一切。
That at the age of 40, a young man like Moses, he can discard all things of life.
因为他很同情在外面那个做苦工的百姓。
Because he had great sympathy for his own people, the laborers.
他要出来带他们出埃及。
And he wants to come out to bring them to Egypt.
但是那个时候摩西做工只有一天。
But however, at that time, Moses had only worked for one day.
他看到一个埃及人在打以色列百姓。
And he saw an Egyptian hitting a Hebrew.
他大概是身体也很壮，他看不过去就报仇，就把他打死埋起来。
And Moses himself was probably a strong man. He he took revenge and killed the Egyptian.
他的动机是好的。
His motive was good.
但是他的方法不对。
But however, his approach was wrong.
这个是血气的方法。
And because it was an approach from flesh.
所以摩西需要在灵性上更上一层楼。
And therefore, Moses, he need to advance to a higher level of spirituality.
因此神就把他送到旷野去牧养。
So therefore, God sent him to the wilderness.
我们记得雅各见到法老王的时候，在描写他牧羊的经验。
And we know that when Jacob come to meet before the Pharaoh, he explained to him his experience.
白天很辛苦，晚上也受寒霜之苦，就很辛苦啊。
That it is very hot in the daytime, but very cold in the night. It is very harsh environment.
所以摩西在那里40年哦，在那个地方磨磨磨。
So therefore, Moses spent 40 years working on his spirituality in the wilderness.
然后到了八十岁。
And when he's 80 years old,
神就向他显现。
God revealed to Moses.
40岁的时候没有看到神向他显现。
When Moses was 40, God did not appear to him.
但等到八十岁，他灵性成长到一个程度，神就向他显现。
But however, when he reached 80 years old and his spirituality has advanced to a certain level, God appeared to Moses.
那神就要用他。
And that's the time when God wanted to use him.
我要跟你同在。
That I will be with you.
摩西说我是什么人。
Then Moses says, who am I?
所以我们发现这个40年的磨练让摩西变成对自己没有自信。
And so therefore we can see that this 40 years of treatment to him has eroded away his self-confidence.
他这样才会完全去靠神。
So that he can totally rely on God.
他知道在80岁的时候他就不会动血气。
Because he knew that at the age of 80 years old, he would not rely on his own human will.
所以他会用属灵的方法来解决他面对的困难。
So therefore, he will utilize spiritual methods in order to resolve his problems.
我们想想看哦，他带领以色列百姓到红海旁边，结果埃及的追兵来到前面，红海过不去。
And then we see how he was faced with this problem where he led the Egyptians to the Red Sea and the Egyptian soldiers were behind him.
大家在埋怨摩西，你怎么把我们带到这个地方来？
And all the Israelites were going against him. Why did you bring us here?
如果摩西那个时候是40岁，
If Moses at that time was 40 years old,
很可能袖子卷起来就跟他们打起来了。
He will probably just get into a fight with them.
可能也被打死也不一定。
And he probably will be killed by the Israelites himself.
那个时候摩西已经80岁了。
But however, at that time, Moses was 80 years old.
他已经从神得到一个应许，我必与你同在。
And he has received this promise from God that God will abide with him.
他很相信这条路是神要他走的。
And he deeply trusts in God that this is the path that God wants him to walk on.
所以面对这个困难。
So when he faced with this problem,
他很安静。
He was very quiet.
告诉以色列百姓。
And he told the Israelites,
你们不要做什么。
That be still.
看神今天怎么为你们行大事。
And you shall see how your Almighty God will deliver you today.
结果他杖打在红海就分开了。
And so when he put the staff on the Red Sea, the sea departed.
因为他变成很属灵，所以神就跟他同在。
And because Moses became very spiritual, and that is why God was with him.
而且神做他的朋友。
And God was his friend.
而且他每一次祈求神都听。
And that each time he prayed to God, God answered his prayers.
而且神常常召他到山上跟他讲话。
And God always called him to the mountain to talk to him.
那摩西这个灵性的成长就是40年牧养受苦来的。
So we can see that the advancement in his spirituality came from his 40 years of training in the wilderness.
我们好像神用了一把刀， 一把刀啊。
And we are like a sword in the hands of God.
有时候我们自己磨。
Sometimes we will polish it ourselves.
你听道理自己磨啊。
And when you're listening to sermon, you're sharpening your sword.
磨了好几年了，磨不利，那现在神替，就人来替你磨。
And so sometimes your sword was not sharpened, and men will come along.
有时候你结婚一个对象，替你神安排一个对象替你磨。
And sometimes when you are married, and God bless you with a companion to help sharpen your spirituality.
那磨得很苦啊，但灵性一直在进步啊。
But however, the harder the polish, the more advanced you become in your spirituality.
那有时候是在工作的单位，哇，遇到一个很不讲理的顶头上司，就是神在磨。
And sometimes at your workplace, you meet with an unreasonable boss, and that is how he sharpens your spirituality as well.
那别人如果再不能磨不好，那就是神替我们磨。
So if man cannot do the job, then God will take over in terms of polishing your spirituality.
那摩西在旷野是40年，神替他磨。
So when Moses spent 40 years in the wilderness, God was actually training him.
所以他本来是一块好像很粗糙的原料，现在磨磨磨到变成好像晶晶一样，在神看起来非常有非常宝贵的。
So at first Moses started off as a very raw material, but after 40 years of refinement, now he is a beautiful polished piece of gold in God's eyes.
所以有时候我们人看一个人经历患难哦，你发现一个最大的改变就是这个人灵性进步很快。
So that is why very often when you observe a person going through much affliction or suffering, you will realize that his spirituality has advanced so fast.
有时候在患难的一段时间，那个道理的信仰的成长会超过他信主几十年。
And sometimes just during that period of suffering will allow him to take leaps and bounds in his spirituality compared to long years of inactivity.
因为有时候我们生活一舒服之后，你就觉得说我一天就这样一天过一天，你没有那个。只不过欲望说我要改变什么。
Because when your life is in so much comfort, you just live in complacency. You will not improve yourself.
那现在我们受苦。
But now that you're afflicted,
你觉得你没有路则可走，只有能够依靠神。
You realize that it is beyond your means. You can only rely on God.
那我们希望神听我们祷告。
But we hope that God can listen to our prayers.
我们就会反省。
And that we will examine ourselves.
我们会检讨，我们会悔改，我们会改变。
We will repent. We will transform ourselves.
就是希望神能够带领我们出这个苦境。
Because all we are hoping on God is for us to be released out of our suffering.
那在我们反省、检讨、悔改这个改变，这个就是炼净的过程当中，我们信仰一直在进步。
So therefore, during this process where we examine ourselves, when we repent, and when we rely on God, that is how we can be transformed.
所以有时候我们看到一个人，为什么离世以前，那主耶稣就是一下让他断气就好了，怎么受苦这么多呢？
And so sometimes we see the person prior to departing of this world, God did not allow him to go through so much suffering.
当然，受苦是难过的。
Of course, suffering is a lot of pain.
但常常是出于神的爱。
But it is always out of the love of God.
因为一直练，一直练，他灵性越来越纯，越来越美，好像一朵花最美了。神把它采到天国去。
And that is how it is that God will train you so that you will continue to grow. And when you bloom as a beautiful flower, that is when God will take it away to heaven with Him.
所以摩西对这个有很深的体验。
That is why Moses he has deep experience of life.
因此他没有求神说不要让我受苦。
That is why he did not pray to God not to be afflicted.
那这摩西从80岁到120岁。
And then later in the third phase of his life from 80 to 120 years old.
那灵性已经这么高了，叫做神人了，他为什么还要受苦呢？
And he has already become so advanced in his spirituality. He is now the man of God. Why is it that he still continues to suffer?
就是要把神的工作做完。
And the reason behind it is to complete the work of God.
所以圣经里面说啊，摩西在神的家全然尽忠。
That is why the Bible says that Moses, he is a faithful man in the household of God.
这个就是摩西受苦的原因。
And that is the reason behind his suffering.
什么叫做尽忠？
And what does it mean to be faithful?
尽忠不只是说把神的工作做完。
And to be faithful does not only mean that you complete the work of God.
尽忠包括要把神的工作做好。
But it also means that you must accomplish the word of God to perfection.
但是把神的工作做完，当然需要有一点牺牲。
But however, as you strive for excellence, you need to sacrifice as well.
把神的工作要做好，有时候牺牲更大。
And in order to attain perfection, you have greater sacrifice.
有时候我听有的信徒这样在说。
And sometimes I hear some members saying in this way.
一个太太对先生说。
This wife talking to her husband.
你当负责人这样当，如果一个公司让你们负责人去经营，大概早就倒闭了。
And if you were to be a board member in this way, and if you're running a business, it probably will go bankrupt.
他先生也自己也觉得有对主耶稣不太好意思。
And the husband also felt inadequate.
所以我们在做神的工，如果你不受苦，工作怎么能够做得好？
So therefore, when you serve God, and if you do not suffer, how can you complete it?
但如果工作要做好，常常要受苦。
But in order for you to strive for excellence, very often there is a lot of suffering involved.
所以我们再看摩西这个带领以色列百姓120年的过程。
So therefore, when we see how Moses led the Israelites for 120 years,
在40年的过程
，during the 40 years,
真的他受很多苦。
Indeed, he was much afflicted.
他向神祷告说：“神啊，你把我的生命取掉算了吧。”
He prayed to God in this way, that God, please take my life with you.
一个人一定是极端的痛苦，到最后才会这样祷告的。
And a person must be at the extreme point of pain to pray in this way.
因为这一两百万的百姓像小孩子一样，没有办法讲理。
Because these tens and thousands of Israelites, they are just like little kids. They are totally unreasonable.
你知道吗？神为什么带领你们出埃及？
Do you know why God led you out of Egypt?
因为你们做奴隶。
Because you were slaves.
你们是没有盼望的。
You had no hope.
你知道神为什么要带你们进迦南？
And do you know why God wanted to lead you out to Canaan?
因为那一块牛奶与蜜之地是要给你们的。
Because that is the land of promise flowing with milk and honey.
那从这里走到那里就一定要经过旷野。
And from here to there, you have to cross the wilderness.
所以你忍耐到底，你进去就得救了。
So therefore, if you were to endure right to the end, you will enter the land of Canaan.
摩西跟以色列百姓要讲道理，讲不通。
And this is how Moses tried to reason with the Israelites.
那既然以色列百姓在旷野当中受苦，没有办法解释，他就埋怨了。
And that is why when the Israelites and go through suffering in the wilderness, they started to complain.
如果你在公司里面上班，很苦。
And put it in this way, if you were to work in a company and you had great suffering,
但是你的配很高。
But the job pay you very well.
但是你受苦就有一个理由可以解释，因为我为着很高的收入。
And that is justifiable because you are paid to do the job.
但是对以色列百姓，旷野是大而可怕的旷野。
But however, for the Israelites, this wilderness is a very scary environment.
他找不出原因，为什么要经历这个痛苦？
And it was totally illogical for them to go through this kind of pain.
所以就开始埋怨了。
Therefore, they complained.
好，因此这个摩西在带领以色列的过程是很辛苦的。
Therefore, when Moses is trying to guide these tens of thousands of Israelites through the wilderness, it was a painful experience.
但是最后他带到了迦南地旁边。
But then, towards the end, he brought them to the edge of the land of Canaan.
叫他上到尼波山上。
And God asked him to go to the mountain.
他看到迦南地全平原。
And then he was up there witnessing the whole plains of Canaan.
他40年的辛苦就已经快要完成了。
And he is at the completion of his 40 years of affliction.
过去凭信心，现在已经眼见看到他信心所盼望那一块地。
And the last 40 years were years of trust in God, but now he see the promise.
我们圣工要发展常常要有理想。
In the same way, in order for us to expand the holy work, we must have a vision.
教会的工作，教会也可以说没有什么工作的地方。
Sometimes you can also term in this way that there is actually not much work in the church.
聚完会门锁起来，大家回去没有事情。
After the service, lock the door and go home. The chapel is empty again.
但是如果我们要把教会发展，有时候你会发现事情多到做不完。
But however, sometimes if we desire to expand the holy work, there is so much work that it seems impossible.
如果我们教会有一个理想，
if we have a vision in our church,
我们要怎么把宣道工作做好？
That we want to expand evangelical work,
使人数能够增加，
so that we can increase the membership,
使每一个信徒的信心能够强化，
and that we can strengthen the faith of every individual member.
我们有这个理想，要达到这个理想，那个就很辛苦了。
And then if we have this goal to strive for this excellence, then there's a lot of sacrifice involved.
这个辛苦是有代价的。
And such a kind of suffering will have its reward.
是有意义的。
And it is very meaningful.
所以摩西本身如果说摩西40岁也死了，圣经就不会讲说摩西跟以利亚在变帽山上跟主在一起啊。
And so that is why if Moses were to be dead at 40 years old, the Bible would not describe him on the Mount of Transfiguration.
那为什么摩西跟主耶稣在一起呢？
Why is it that Moses was with Jesus?
就是他蒙神纪念。
And it's because his work was remembered by the Lord.
为什么蒙神纪念？
Why is it remembered by the Lord?
因为他经历苦难，信仰提升，经历苦难，完成神的托付。
Because he experienced suffering, he experienced pain, but he finished the work of God.
所以有时候我们应该不要怕受苦。
So that is why we do not need to be afraid of affliction.
我们人神给我们的这个经历好像一个井水一样。
And for us, our life experience, it is like a living well.
你井水如果打到底。
And if you were to draw all the water out of this living well,
看起来好像没有水了。
It seems that the well is empty.
第二天水又涨上来。
But the next day, it will be full of water again.
这个是新的。
That's fresh new water.
那你每一天都打到底，每一天都新的出来。
And every day you will draw the water to its full. The next day there will be fresh water.
你如果不打到底，那一股井水可能365天就是那一股井水。
And that, however, if you do not draw the water right to the edge, that well is just an empty well.
那我们有时候做圣工很辛苦，回到家里真的精疲力竭倒下去了。
And in the same way, we exert a lot of effort in holy work. We go home and we just sleep.
但是感谢神，你睡到天亮起来，精神很好，就神又给我们体力。
And we praise and thank God that after a night's rest, in the morning we get up, we're renewed with energy again.
那这样每天很辛苦做工，365天，我们都把自己打到底，然后神又给我们又打到底，这个365天就变成非常有意义。
And so that is why this one whole year, 365 days, we exert ourselves right to the limit, but God will renew you again. So when you go through this whole year, it is a year of meaning.
那我们也可以随便做做，交差了事啊。
But on the other hand, we can also be very complacent. We can just be casual with our work. It will not be painful.
圣工不能进步啊。
But you'll find that the holy work come to a stall and it will not
improve. 因为里面没有牛啊。
Because there is no flock.
没有人愿意牺牲啊。
And no one want to sacrifice.
那我们这样也过了365天啊。
But that's also how you will live through the days of 365 days in a year.
那我们对自己保留那个精力就永远在那里，没有用出来。
And so we will just become an empty well. We will never give off fresh water.
所以不要怕受苦。
So therefore, do not be afraid of affliction.
只要有机会，受苦是一种恩典。
And as long as there is opportunity, affliction, it is a great meaningful way.
受苦是一种机会。
It is a great opportunity for us to grow.
我们不一定常常有机会受苦。
Sometimes we may not have this chance to suffer.
所以保罗说，我比别人多受苦楚，这是基督给我的恩典。
And that is why the Apostle Paul claimed that God had given him extra grace because of the suffering that he had go through.
这是灵性何等高的一句话。
And that is such a word of advanced spirituality.
世界上有哪一个人讲说我比别人更辛苦，感谢神，很少吧。
And no one would ever claim that statement that I suffer more than any other people in this world.
但是保罗可以这样讲。
But Paul, he can claim that himself.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's turn to 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书的第四章。
2 Corinthians chapter 4.
十七节。
Verse 17.
第四章的十七节。我们这自战自轻的苦楚啊，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。十八节。
18.
原来我们不是顾念所看得见的，乃是顾念所看不见的，因为所看得见的是暂时，所看不见是永远的。保罗在这里讲这个自战自轻的苦楚。
And over here, Paul says that our light and momentary troubles
会换来极重无比永远的荣耀。
It will achieve for us an eternal glory.
所以这个告诉我们，今生是一种投资，为着在来世有所收获。
So this allows us to understand this point that our life in this world it is an investment for future reward.
所以如果我们愿意为着神的工作投下我们的时间、精力、受苦、牺牲，我们在来世的荣耀是极其大的。
And that is why if we live in this world, we are ready to suffer for God, we will receive great glory in heaven.
那保罗这里讲这个自战自轻的苦楚是什么？
And what does Paul refer to in terms of this light and momentary trouble?
如果我们看哥林多后书的第十一章
If we turn to 2 Corinthians chapter 11
23节
Verse 23
哥林多后书十一章的二十三节
11 verse 23
他们是基督的仆人吗？我更是，我比他们多受劳苦，多下监，受鞭打是过重的，冒死是屡次有的。二十四节。
24。
被犹太人鞭打五次，每一次四十下减去一次。第二十五节。
25。
被棍子打三次，被石头打一次，遇着船坏三次，一昼之夜在海里。二十六节。
26。
又屡次行远路，遭江河的危险、盗贼的危险、通族的危险、外邦人的危险。这里一直念到二十八节。
And you read further on to verse 28.
我们发现保罗真的很辛苦啊。
And we see that indeed Paul has gone through a lot of suffering.
现在如果一个公司哈要征求一个职位啊，那个 job description 就是从23节看，一直写到28节。
And so just imagine this verse 23 to verse 28 as a job description for a position that you're applying to a company.
啊，请问谁愿意去应征？
So who will ever want to apply for this position?
被石头打，棍子打。
That you will be stoned, you will be flogged.
我想带着很少人啊。
I don't think anyone would want to take on this job.
因为这个工作连命都不要了。
Because this job calls for you to put even aside your life.
这个就是保罗的受苦。
That is the suffering of Paul.
所以有时候我们听人在讲啊，你很辛苦，真的是不好意思，是不好。
And so sometimes when people tell us that we have suffered too much, it is actually incomparable.
你看那个保罗，你把它念念念，那我们受什么苦？
So if you read through the sufferings of Paul and compare it to yourself, it is nothing.
我们真的没有受什么苦啊。
We really did not suffer at all.
所以我们做圣工啊，我是想的，不要常常说辛苦，没有什么苦。
So when we do holy work, really, we are not suffering that much.
如果比保罗在讲，我们算不了什么。
If we were to compare to Paul, really, we are nothing.
那为什么他说这是自战自清的苦楚？
But however, why did Paul refer to all these as a temporary trouble?
这是比较问题。
That is from the viewpoint of comparison.
因为将来所给我们那个荣耀太大了。
Because that glory that is waiting for us, it far surpass everything we can imagine.
大到我们现在受苦算不了什么。
That is so wide and so great that it is far beyond what we can suffer today.
我们现在受苦只是几年而已啊。
All we are suffering is a few years in this world.
将来天国神要给我们的福分是永远的。
But the glory that's awaiting for us is eternal.
所以这样比较起来，受苦就算不了什么。
So when you compare these two, really suffering becomes nothing.
我们想，
when we think,
如果保罗不受苦，
if Paul did not suffer,
福音怎么传开？
How can the gospel be expanded?
如果保罗不受苦，
if Paul did not suffer,
他的人生有什么意义？
What meaning is there in his life?
他会变成人生很有意义，就是他为着有意义的工作来受苦。
And his life was meaningful because he was suffering for a meaningful task.
今天教会等待我们。
Today the church is waiting for us.
大家愿意把自己的力量，把自己神给我们的恩典拿出来。
That all of us were willing to exert the gifts that God has given us.
这个可能是我们的受苦牺牲。
This perhaps is our suffering and our sacrifice.
但是，这个受苦会使教会成长。
But however, this kind of suffering will allow the church to grow.
这个受苦会使我们将来有永远的荣耀。
And this kind of suffering will also allow us to receive the eternal glory awaiting for us.
因此，我们在一个很舒服的环境里面长大，这个有一个危机。
So therefore, there is great danger for us to grow up in a complacent environment.
为什么？
Why?
因为很舒服的环境长大，有时候人就没有办法受苦。
Because when you grow up in such great comfort, you have no capacity to suffer.
请看阿摩斯书第六章。
Let's turn to the book of Amos, chapter 6.
阿摩斯书第六章。
Amos, chapter 6.
第四节。
Verse 4.
到第七节。
To verse 7.
阿摩斯书第六章的第四节。你们躺卧在象牙床上，舒身在塔上，吃群中的羊羔，棚里的牛犊。第五节
Verse 5
弹琴鼓瑟唱消闲歌曲，为自己制造乐器，如同大卫所造的。第六节
6
以大碗喝酒，有上等有某身，却不为约瑟的苦难担忧。我们看啊，这个阿摩斯当时的世代。
So when we look at the generation of Amos' time,
躺卧在象牙床上，以现在来讲，这是高级的这个什么床铺啊。
In those days, the people were lying on beds inlaid with ivory. It is great luxury.
那书生在塔上啊，这个现在是沙发，很好的沙发。
And they were lounging on their couches of great comfort.
那吃的是最好的羊羔牛犊。
And what they were dining on are the best choiced lambs.
然后有弹琴鼓瑟，有这个乐器，然后唱流行歌曲。
And they also enjoy great music with the harps and the musical instruments.
然后第六节用大碗喝酒，喝酒就是放纵啊，消闲啊，大碗就是尽量啊，尽情啊。
Verse 6, they drink wine by the bowlful, they greatly indulge in themselves.
那用上等油抹身，以现在来讲，就用最贵的这个什么化妆品来抹擦自己。
And they use the finest lotion or the best cosmetics.
那这样，当然这个是我现在来讲，这生活水准很高了。
So of course, they are living a very high level of standard of life.
但是这样的生活下去，到最后变成不为约瑟的苦难担忧。
But here it says that in the end, the result, you do not grieve over the ruin of Joseph.
也就是说，没有办法受苦。
Which means that you have no capacity to suffer anymore.
所以有时候我们当父母的，真的是感情跟理智在冲突啊。
That is why very often as parents, we find that we have a great conflict between our emotion and our intellect.
每一个父母都希望自己的下一代不要受苦。
Because every parent, they desire that their children do not need to go through suffering.
因为我们爱他们。
Because we love them.
但是我们的理智告诉我们。
But our rationale let us know.
我们的下一代如果生活太舒服，会腐化的。
But if our next generation, if they were to live a luxurious life, they will be ruined.
如果他没有办法受苦，他的人生没有办法活出很有价值、很有意义的人生。
Because if they do not have the capacity to suffer, they cannot strive for excellence in their life.
圣经里面有哪一个神所纪念的人没有受苦？
And if you were to look at the Bible, all these people that God remembered, they all went through suffering.
差不多你找不到一个。
There is none that did not go through.
你再看，圣经里面差不多每一个受苦的人，到最后，神给他的结局是美好的。
And if you look at all those saints that have gone through great suffering, they all end up with great glory.
所以我们需要不断地用神的道理来建立我们自己。
That is why it's very important for us to build up ourselves continuously with the word of God.
我们做圣工受苦是因为我们要报答神。
And we suffer because when we do holy work, it is to repay God's love.
我们做圣工受苦是我们要将来有极重无比永远的荣耀。
And when we suffer because we engage in holy work, we are awaiting for the great glory for us.
那如果这个观念建立起来，
If you have this vision,
那我们做圣工非常努力。
Then you will have great effort in doing God's work.
不是人跟人之间交差的一种做圣工。
And it's no longer you're working for man.
是我们面对神。
Because you are facing God yourself.
所以保罗这个摩西才说啊，叫我们遭难受苦的日，遭难的年岁，这是他从他自己的体验来的。
So that is why over here, this is the life experience of Paul that do not count the days of your suffering.
好，我们现在再来看生命记。
Let's all turn to Deuteronomy.
生命记的第八章
，Chapter 8.
现在保罗在解释以色列百姓在受苦的意义是什么。
And here Paul,
摩西哈在解释。
I mean here Moses explained the reason, the rationale behind their suffering.
先看第八章的第二节。
Let's look at Chapter 8, Verse 2.
你也要纪念神，你的神在旷野引导你这四十年，要苦练你、试验你，要知道你的内心如何肯守他的诫命不肯。
Here it says, Remember how the Lord your God led you all the way in the desert these 40 years to humble you and to test you in order to know what was in your heart, whether or not you would keep his commands.
这里说要苦练你，就是在受苦当中要试炼你，要知道你的心。
God trained you and allow you to suffer to test your heart.
真的，人没有经历苦难，有时候连我们自己都不知道我们的心了。
It is very true. If we do not go through affliction, even we ourselves do not know our own heart.
到底彼得爱主耶稣爱多少呢？
How much indeed does Peter love the Lord?
他说我要跟你一起死。
He says, I will die with you.
但是等苦难来到。
But when affliction is before his eyes,
当人要来抓耶稣。
When people are there to capture Lord Jesus,
彼得的心就显露出来了。
Then the heart of Peter was revealed.
原来他是虽然爱，但是他没有办法牺牲。
That even though he loved the Lord Jesus, he cannot sacrifice.
所以一个人在受苦当中，真正的自我就显露出来。
That is why when a man go through suffering, his own self, his heart will be revealed.
我记得有一个工人他在见证。
And I remember a worker testifying this way.
他说他有一次肾脏有问题。
He says that there was one time he had pain in his liver.
那在家里他不躺了一个月。
And so he was lying at home for a month.
他的太太就跟他讲。
Then his wife told him in this way.
说你平常访问信徒怎么讲啊？就用那个话来勉励你自己吧。
And then she told him that usually the words of comfort that you give to the flock, this is the time for those words to comfort you.
所以有时候我们遇到人苦难了，我们去安慰别人，我们有时候有一个错觉，以为说我们自己信心很好。
That's why sometimes we may have this wrong perspective that when we go and comfort others, we are the ones who have strong faith.
但是有一天轮到我们自己受苦。
But when the days turn around and now it's your turn to suffer,
忽然间我们才发现, 哎呀, 我的信心也是这么软弱,
then we suddenly realize that our faith is indeed so small.
那我们以后看到别人受苦,
so then later on, we will have greater sympathy when we see others in suffering.
不是指责,
then no longer will we rebuke them because we realize how weak we are.
所以这个就是受苦的好处,
and that is the beauty of suffering because it allows us to get to understand ourselves more clearly.
因此生命记第八章第二节说要知道你的内心你肯不肯守神的诫命。
That's why over here see whether we obey his commandments out of convenience or rather because it is for the reason of affliction.
如果我们只是方便,
if it's just out of convenience,
到一定程度大概我们就守不下去,
then up to a certain,
如果我们愿意的这个真正爱主的心就表现出来,
but however, if we are willing to suffer because of God's commandments, that really show our love and obedience to him.
节,
let's look at chapter 8 verse 3.
他苦练你,任你饥饿,将你和你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你,使你知道人活着不是单靠食物,乃是靠神口里所出来的话。
He humbled you, causing you to hunger and then feeding you with manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, to teach you that man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God.
这里讲说在受苦当中以色列百姓才知道人活着不单靠食物乃是要靠神口里所出来的话。
And that is the reason for the Israelites to go through suffering, the fact that they live not because of the manna, but rather
百姓在旷野之恩典啊, 才能够,
the wilderness, they are not just feeding on manna, but also feeding on the grace of God.
每一天啊, 旷野走下去都是神的恩典。
Because every day is the new day of the beginning of God's grace.
那我们在受苦当中啊, 我们才知道, 我们人需要神的恩典才能够活下去。
Because the fact when we face with affliction, then we realize that we need the grace of God to live on.
在美国有一个信徒啊,
in the US, there is this member.
他的心脏发生问题,
so at the point of that, prayed for him, he became well.
那是他现在每天都很感谢神,
now every day he lived with gratitude.
因为他知道那个心脏会跳是神给他跳了。
Because he knew that the fact that his heart could continue to beat because God allowed it.
所以经历那个苦难之后啊, 他知道他是靠神的恩典在活。
And after he went through that affliction, he knew that he's living on the grace of God.
有一个弟兄,
there's a brother.
发高烧发得很久。
He experienced high fever for a long time.
那一次他差点死掉了。
And he was almost dead.
他说他已经经历到那个死亡的味道。
He had already tasted the flavor of death.
那个死啊，就从脚底这样一直冷，冷一直往上，往上升。
He experienced how death creeps on from his feet upward to his legs.
他发现那个冷已经到胸口了。
Then he experienced this coldness coming to his chest.
他说那个冷如果再上来，心脏大概就停了。
And when that coldness reached his heart, then that is when life is gone.
医生也跟他太太讲说，这个没有希望。 只有神啊，只有神才有办法。
Also, the doctor told his wife that he was beyond hope. Only God can create miracles.
那教会好多信徒帮他祷告。
At that point, many church members were praying for him.
感谢神。
And praise and thank God. And then it began to work.
本来烧不会退, 烧也开始退了。
And then at first the fever would not subside, but now it has gone.
那一次受苦以后, 给他人生观改变很大。
So during that point of deep affliction, it changed his perspective of life.
使他对教会的圣工更积极的参与。
And that allowed him to exert to be even greater involved in the church.
因为他知道今天能够活着, 这不只是说自己的努力, 这是神的恩典。
Because he knew this fact that it is not out of his own effort that he can live, but rather the grace of God.
我们再看第八章的 16节。
Let's look at chapter 8 verse 16.
这里说又在你旷野你列祖所不认识的玛拿赐给你是要苦练你试验你叫你终究享福。
He gave you manna to eat in the desert, something your fathers had never known, to humble and to test you so that in the end it might go well with you.
为什么说这个苦练受苦要让你终究享福？
Why is it that God wants to test us so that in the end we will be well?
17节。
17.
恐怕你心里说，这货财是我的力量，我的能力得来的。
You may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me.
也就是说，在受苦当中，人才知道，哦，这个都是从神的恩典。
That is to say, it is only during affliction that we realize that every stumble.
那谦卑才可以永远享
受。God's blessing.
所以一个人如果年纪很轻，一下就很顺利哦，很成功，常常很危险。
And that is why, if a person is very young and is very smooth and became very wealthy, suddenly that is actually great danger.
因为人就会开始想，这是我造出来的。
Then this man would think that it is because of his own excellence. That's why.
开始。
And when a man start to puff himself up, that is when his arrogance arises.
那骄傲的开始，也就是失败的开始。
And when he begin to be arrogant, that marks the beginning of his failure.
但是一个人在世界上一直失败，一直失败，你到时候你发现说，哦，我成功，这是神的恩典。
But however, if a man experienced many failures in his life, and that is God's grace.
那成功以后，人就会很谦卑。
And even when he attained that level of success, he will remain humbled.
那谦卑啊，就可以继续享受神的恩典。
And when he is humbled, he can continue to enjoy the blessings of God.
所以啊，为什么以色列百姓在旷野受苦？
That is why the Israelites need to go through suffering in the wilderness.
但是摩西说，求你在受苦的日子让我们喜乐。
But however, Moses prayed in this way, that in the days of our affliction, let us have joy and gladness.
所以我们在信仰生活当中，受苦，如果你常常祷告，被圣灵充满，就有一种喜乐。
And that is why in our life, if we go through suffering, but if we pray to God, we will experience this great joy in our heart.
腓立比书是喜乐的书信。
And the book of Philippians, it is a book of joy.
但是腓立比书是在监牢中写的。
But that book was written in prison.
那个喜乐从哪里来？
So where did that joy come from?
从神来的。
It comes from God directly.
神愿意我们在受苦中给我们喜乐。
That is why God, He desires to give us joy amidst our suffering.
只要我们愿意来求他。
As long as we are willing to come before Him and pray to Him.
受苦如果有喜乐，受苦就不是这么可怕。
And if you have joy in your affliction, then the affliction is not frightening.
我最可怕就是受苦没有喜乐。
And what is worse is when you suffer and you had no joy.
如果受苦很喜乐，没有，那就没有什么害怕。
But if you were to rejoice in your sufferings, then there is not much pain.
所以摩西向神求，让你叫我受苦的日子，叫我喜乐。
That is why Moses prayed in this way, that in the many days make us glad when we have affliction.
所以有时候我们做圣工很辛苦，但是心中很喜乐。
So that is why sometimes we'll enjoy great gladness in our heart, even though we have many sufferings in holy work.
我在美国东部那几年差不多每个安息日差不多九点出门。
And when I'm living on the East Coast in the U.S., I have to set off from my house at 9 o'clock in the morning on Sabbath.
回到家大概有时候晚上九点十点。
And when I get home, it will be about 9 or 10 o'clock at night.
因为有时候回家是觉得很疲劳。
And I always feel very fatigued upon returning home.
但是很奇妙，心理上觉得很轻松，觉得很平安，很喜乐。
But thank God, I feel great peace and lightness and joy in my heart.
那很多人都有这种体验。
And many people have similar experiences.
做圣工好像很辛苦，但是心中很喜乐。
That it seems that you have great fatigue in doing God's work, but in your heart there is great peace and joy.
那个辛苦就算不了什么。
So all the work and effort are nothing.
这个就是摩西的祷告。
And that is the prayer of Moses.
求神让我们在受苦中有喜乐。
To make us glad for as many days as you have afflicted us.
唱诗。
Let's sing him.